Chof Dalet Tishri, 3rd of October, Yisro Chag, Rabbi Yonis and Rudin. What motivated Hashem to create the universe?
Yisro Chag, and certainly the Hashpas of Adal and Tishri should still be with us. That is a beautiful piece of Hirsch. But of Fanisa Babaike Balachta Alefa. After a person's offered up his korban, they have to linger over the night in Yerushalayim Rakodesh. Because it's not about bringing the korban for Hashem, it's about what the korban does to us. And he explains it's exactly the same thing when it comes to the Yom Tovim. It's not about ticking the boxes, it's not about just being Makayim the mitzvahs and walking away and going back to life. It's about how do we take them with us into the winter and into the coming months, and it's a long winter ahead. And Mitzvah Hashem, we should be able to carry the simcha and the clarity into the new cycle of Parashas HaShavua, which means looking at them with a fresh pair of eyes, a fresh perspective, new mafarshim, new insights, nuances, subtleties that we hadn't perhaps picked up on before. Chachmasa Yisbarach has no limit. And just because we were learning Parashas Bereishis this time last year, I always feel Parashas Bereishis actually gets a bit of a raw deal. Because it's never really a full week. I mean, sometimes it can really just be a couple of days if it's a Thursday, Friday, Shabbos situation. This year we have a couple more days. But it's not long for such a huge parasha. And therefore we are not going to get beyond the first pasuk, which is fair enough because there's so much to say on it. But perhaps, that being the case, Parashas HaShavua is certainly an opportunity to encourage questioning at home, Shabbos table, children, grandchildren, whatever his situation may be, to encourage them to ask and to search for answers. So perhaps the most fundamental question is that which we've written on the title here. Bereishis bara Elokim es haShamayim veHaSaaretz. In the beginning, Hashem created, or of Hashem's creating the heavens and the earth. It's a passage that we've all been able to touch since we were little children. Yava ben v'yishal. Why? Why did he do it? Which is a fair question, potentially. What was the motivation behind the Kodesh Baruch Hu's creation of the universe? One thing that is for sure, and this is something that we're very strong on, is validating the question, even if we ourselves might not necessarily know the answer. Validating the question is vital. Because as we'll see, there are different approaches. There are in fact three main approaches in Rabbi Seinu HaRishonim, how to look at this. And we'll see, perhaps we can actually draw them together and see if they're three parts of one whole. But the obvious question is, well, can you really even ask the question? Bereishis bara Elokim es haShamayim veHaSaaretz. Why did he create a universe? Even the question presupposes that the creator of logic is bound by logic. Even the question supposes that we as boss of Adam are able to understand the mind, kiviyachol, of the Rabbeinu Shlomo. Which really is preposterous. How could we possibly say that we could understand why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing something? How could we ever understand such a thing? And in fact, if you look at our first source here, this Sefer HaTamid, and this Mahalach is something, again, from a Sefer I recently got hold of called Illuminating Jewish Thoughts by a very special Jew from America, Rav Natan Wiederblank, who I was actually in yeshiva with some 20 years ago. He's gone Mechayel Al-Thayel, produced a wonderful Sefer, discussing many of these in Yana. And he quotes this Sefer HaTamid of Rav Reuven ben Chaim, who you might never have heard of. He was actually the Rebbe of the Meiri. And this Rebbe of the Meiri of Reuven ben Chaim has a beer on the Tvilas. And he says, this Chakira, this discussion of why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and what was lacking before Hashem created the world and was there a lack that he came to fill by creating a universe. Nivleis ma'ayid v'loi nimsas yati kishra. Right? This is not the kind of question that we could possibly answer. Rather, we would have to say, Kach kazach achmasai. And that's why we would say, "B'mufra mimcha al tidrash." If something is beyond you, don't look there. As human beings, our seichel is limited. And therefore, whilst there's lots that we do understand, if I'd ask you to do a simple mathematical, it's not even an equation. If I ask you to times 422,322,424.5 by 22,322,422.321, you can barely remember, most of us can barely remember the numbers, let alone do the math. So once tried to put it into Siri, and Siri was able to do it straight away, which is not human. Right? But the point is, we have to realize, even with simple arithmetic, our seichel is limited. The Rebbeinu Shlomo is Ein Sof. He's unlimited. So why would you think that your limited seichel could possibly understand the motivation of the infinite? Rather, therefore, than just disparaging the question, if one goes down this approach, one has to explain that too. And it's absolutely fine. Oh, you can't ask that question. Because one might think, the way the Mishnah says in the Chagigah, Ein Doshem Ba'arayas B'Shlosha, Ma'isa B'Rashas B'Shnayim, you know, there's certain things you can't talk about with too many Talmidim. Merkava, you can't even talk about with one, unless he's a Chacham who's made from Midaitai. Then the Mishnah says, if you look at these four things, Ra'oi, there's a few print mistakes, I apologize. Ra'oi lo'kilu lo'bala olam. Ma'lamala, ma'lamata, ma'lifnim, ma'lachar. What's up, what's down, what's in, what's out. And certainly anyone that's not chasal kvod kainai is ra'oi shlo'bala olam. What does it mean? Ma'lamala, ma'lamata. Doesn't mean what's up, down, right, left. What is this? So Rashi, where there's a Tosus that's interjected into Rashi on the daf there. And he says, Lifnim is Kaidim La'olam Hu. The end of the second line. Brings it to Sefta, Ma Lifnim Ma'achar, Ma'haya, Ma'asid Lios. What was and what will be. Right? One is not allowed to speculate what was before the beginning of the world. In fact, the Bereshis that we learn Simchas Torah, will be learning throughout the week. The Torah starts with a capital Beis. Big Beis, Beis Rabasi. We know the Surah of the Beis. It's not a chaf. The base has that little brick at the back, which is extending the other way. The surah of a base, obviously we're familiar with the way a base looks. It's a closed on three sides, as if to be pointing forwards, telling us we can actually look at everything, you know, from this point onwards in the Torah, from Bereshis onwards, with the gap facing forwards. But it's also, it's not a chaf. And therefore that little brick at the back, at the bottom of the base, which is pointing backwards, is telling us there's something there, but it's not for us. So even the Tzuras HaOis of the first letter of the Torah is merames to this concept. There might have been something before, but it's not for us. This approach is certainly reflected by the Rambam. The Rambam in the Moira. So the answer to all of these kind of questions is, Kach ratza, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. Or, Kach chiva chachmasa, chachmasa yizbarach, his infinite wisdom, decided that it should be the case. Can I tell you what the motivation is? Says Rambam, no. And therefore, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world at a time, or created time, if you like, at the time, at the point when he wanted, and we don't know why he wanted to do it, or specifically why things had to be a certain way, we don't know. And in fact, this approach is something that is discussed by Soloveitchik in Halachic Man. It's also, he brings up Chaim Brisker, again saying the same thing. You can't ascribe motivations to the Rebbeinu Shalom. All we can say is it's Ritzonei Yisbarach. And from that point onwards, we take our Yedias Hashem as knowing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists. And understand that Ritzoni, his will was that there should be a universe. But I can't possibly go farther than that. That's approach number one. Approach number two is we see there are Rishonim and Achronim who do ascribe motivations to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creation of the universe. And certainly for the inquiring mind, the inquiring teen or adult, it's important that we do explore these Makoros as well, because we need a full picture here and try and understand how these ideas can perhaps work in tandem. So the first one, perhaps the one that says it most explicitly, is Mesilas Yesharim, the Ramchal. after all of the Ramchal's Sifrei Kabbalah, the final sefer that he writes, of course, is the Mesillas Yesharim, in which he incorporates all of the Soydus and everything that he's built and all of his other Sfarim and makes it accessible in a Lashon which works for the everyman. And he starts like this. Yisrael tachasidus hasherish ha'avayda tumim is that a person should be very clear. Yisbara, get it intellectually clear. Yisames, emotionally clear. Machai vasav olama, what's the meaning of life? What's the purpose of existence? And what should a person, in what way should a person place his focus and perspective in everything he does all of his life? And now he tells us the elusive question of the meaning of life. But he tells us it comes from a chazal. And in another place, in fact, there's a Das Tvinus on the other page, which will tell us it's not just that we know it from Masora, from Chazal, we can also know it from Svara, from logic as well. What was the purpose of creation? Man was created, if you like, for maximum pleasure from the infinite source. Because that is the it's the greatest pleasure possible. Man was created because of Ritzoni Yisparach Lehitiv. The nature of that which is good is to do good. Or if you look at the Das Tvinus and the penultimate source, and we'll say it now, is you can say it from a point of logic as well. It says in Das Tvinus, what we can understand about this is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Tachas Tov Avadai, he's the ultimate good. And therefore, if you are good, you do good. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to create beings in order to be mative to them. Because if there's no recipient of the good, there can be no bestowal of good. And in order for that Hatava, that good, to be perfect, he understands that this is something we have to earn. Meaning that from a philosophical point of view, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in fact perhaps the only thing we can say about HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that he is infinite, that which is infinite has no needs. And Yitzhak Matitzen, no Pasuk says. You cannot give HaKadosh Baruch Hu anything. He needs nothing. By definition, he is infinite and needs nothing. And therefore the creation of the universe cannot have been for him, it must have been for something else, i.e. us. What must that therefore be? Ritzoni is Baruch Lehitiv. And therefore the second approach is HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving to us. We can call it Olam Chesed Yibane if you like. It's an act of ultimate giving. If you have the Pasuk says, Ki Amar Di Olam Chesed Yibane, Shamayim Tachin Amin Aschabel. In fact, the Targum basically says it. Yeah. No, it's not that he's missing something. If that what he is good, part of being good is doing good. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to create something kevyochel outside of himself to bestow that good upon him. That doesn't mean he's lacking anything. It means that's part of his essence, is to do good. And therefore, there has to be whom to do good to.
And if he doesn't have whom to do good, he's lacking.
But then there would be, that wouldn't be part of the definition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's type. Michoy katoiv lehitiv.
So what was before?
We were asking what was before. Well, there's no question he's creating time. So the grass says, So part of this question is that the Vilna Gaon says, and it's not on the sheet, on Bereishis Bara Elokim Es HaShamayim Es HaAretz, it was also the creation of time. Obviously he's the creator of time as well. And therefore Kadosh Baruch Hu, Maaseh Bereishis, creates time. So once there's no time, there's also, you can't say what was before for the Rebbein Shem. Before and after is only from our perspective. So you can't even, but the concept of what was before only works for a human being who's limited by time. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not limited by time, so therefore the whole question of what was before doesn't start with us. Whatever point, as it were, he creates the world and creates time. Okay? Now, this idea is also reflected by Rav Sadja Gaon in Eminus Vides at the end of my Marisha. If you want to ask for what reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates, see, the amazing thing is, it's all the Rishonim HaKadoshim. This is not something that is a classical sources that are dealing with issues that people today really do want to find out about, and it's just about knowing where to look and having the right resources to be able to where to look. So it says Rav Sadja Gaon, Hine yesh b'zeh shalosh tshuvos, there are three answers. Ha'achas shneimar b'rom l'sibah, v'af al pichein l'yeh l'batala, we can't know the reason, but that doesn't mean there was no reason. A human being can do things for no reason, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot do things for no reason. Ein zeh shayach b'bayro. The second thing is he wants to be megala his chachma to show it to others. L'hoidia livnei adam v'raisav. You say an ashu. And the third one is ratza b'kach l'hoyel l'nivraim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to bestow good to creation. Without which he will command them to do things and they will listen to him. As the pasuk says, "Ani Hashem elokecha melamedcha lahayel, I teach you for your benefit. Madrichcha b'derech telech, I guide you on the way that you should go." Okay. In fact, he now asks your question, if you like, and if you want, Rav Sadia says, "V'im yaimad umadu alo bram lifnei azman hazeh, why didn't he create before that time? Amarinu lai azman, there was no time." You can ask that question. Hashem is the ultimate chooser. He can choose to do it when he wants. So in one of Shach. Right, we're starting to go and answer your question. Nishla ma my marish. So that is answer number two. So answer number one is, it's not even Shaykh. That was Chachmasu Yisbarach, Chach Mazra, finished, end of. Number two is, Oilam Chesed Yibana. It's the ultimate chesed for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give mankind the greatest pleasure, which is a connection and a relationship with Him. There cannot be a greater pleasure. Maseilas Yesharim, the whole first parak of Maseilas Yesharim, is explaining why that's the case. But there's a third approach as well. And this comes up also in the Rishonim, especially in the Rabban and others. So there's a Rabban, this is part of the famous Rabban at the end of Parshas Shmois. At the end of Parshas Boi, sorry. The purpose of all of mitzvahs is to come to an awareness of an avakara of a Kadosh Baruch Hu that He created us. And that was the purpose of creation, that mankind should come to an awareness of the Ribbono Shel Olam. She'ein lanu tam acha mitzvah rishon. There's no other reason for creation. Ve'ein kel elyon chafetz b'tachtein. When a Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want this physical world, milvad. That mankind should come to an awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence. Which is also fascinating, by the way, because this idea is reflected into Shulchan Aruch. We might have discussed this in this forum before. That the Ramah, at the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, in the second Haggah, after he's told us what time to get up in the morning and not to miss Shul, the second one is a quote from the Rambam at the end of the Meirah, the end of Chelek Gimel of the Meirah, who tells us what the purpose of all of mitzvahs is, because of course this is Shulchan Aruch. We're going to go through our Rambam, telling us how to live our lives in the greatest detail, according to the Ratz of Hashem. What's the point? Says the Ramah, quoting the Rambam, Shivisi Hashem Nenek Disamid, who called God about Torah, etc., etc., etc. The purpose of all of mitzvahs is to develop consciousness and develop a sense of awareness of being in the presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam every moment of the day. Should we say Hashem Lenegdi Shalom? We call that, for want of a better word, Dveikus. And is there a man saying the same thing? This is the Tachlis Habriya, that humanity should come to an awareness of the Ribbono Shel Olam. This is a kavanah of some tefillahs. Romans are called betefillahs. We're meant to lift up our voices in tefillah. This is the point of Beis HaKnesses. It's kind of a place where you come to learn about, to develop an awareness of the Ribbono Shel Olam. We can call this approach the Kvod Shamayim approach. Hashem creates a world, creates humanity, so that humanity can come to an awareness of Him. And in fact, it's a mission in Pirkei Avos, and it's a pasuk in Yeshaya. End of Pirkei Avos, end of the sixth parak, parak Kinyan Torah, not officially Pirkei Avos, but whatever. Kol ma shavar HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'olam, everything Hashem created in this world, why did He create it? Lo bara ela lechvaydo, He created it for His covers. Shneema's pasuk says, kol anikra bishmi lechvaydi barasav yitzayti vavasisit. And it says, Hashem yimlech lo'olam, everything that's called by my name, for my glory, I created it, I formed it, I made it. And the Radak and the Malbim, that pasuk in Yeshaya, which is Mem Gimel Zayin, the other Rishonim learn different ways, but the Radak and the Malbim say that Hashem created the world for His glory. And in fact, we see it in the Torah HaKadosh itself. It's Moshe Rabbeinu's winning Taina after the Egel. Lama Yom Mitzayin? Right? What is it? Chilal Hashem. If you took the Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzayin, you took them to kill them in the Midbar. No Vayayin. What's going to be with Kvod Shamayim? Ribbono Shel Olam changes his mind. It's a winning time. And in fact, there's a Ramban in Ha'azinu that says, and that's why Klal Yisrael have to be around forever. That's why we're the eternal nation. Because we are the kli through which the Ribbono Shel Olam chose that his name should be revealed into the world. For what we've done before, the Rosh Hashanah. Is that Klal Yisrael are the vehicle for bringing the Ribbono Shel Olam into this world. That's the Tachlis HaBriah. If that's the Tachlis HaBriah, then there must always be a Klal Yisrael. Because otherwise the whole purpose of the Briah can't come into existence. That itself, so approach number three throws up a very interesting question then. When we talk about kovod, well surely that implies some kind of need, or you know, we talk about a person being makbid on his kovod. L'shem Shamayim, not L'shem Shamayim, there's certainly an element of vanity. You can say such a thing about Kodesh Baruch Hu, Chas V'Shalom. Obviously Kvod Shamayim can't mean that. It doesn't mean that Kodesh Baruch Hu's got an ego and he needs you to say, ah, Kel, I got it, I give up, and he's like, ah. Chas v'shalom, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs an ego stroke. That's absolutely not what it is. Absolutely not. So perhaps, these three approaches, whether we can't ask the question, whether it's Olam Chesed Yibane, it was an altruistic act of giving, the ultimate Chesed Shal Emes, or whether it's Kvod Shamayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world for humanity to come to an awareness of Him. Perhaps we can now put them together. I think this is really very important. Perhaps it actually depends. Mar amachada v'mar amachada v'mar amachada v'lo kliki. Perhaps it depends on your perspective, which way you're looking at it from. If we're looking at it, if we are trying to look at it, as it were, from a Kodesh Baruch Hu's perspective, then of course we can't. From HaKadosh Baruch Hu's perspective, he's the Ein Sof. And Nefesh HaChayim makes this very Mitzvah, makes this very important chiluk. Leisle Machshav V'Tfisa Beklal. We say in Adam Zmiris, Adam Cha Achancha, V'Lei Daticha. If we're looking from HaKadosh, we can give Dimoyim, we can give Kinoyim. V'Lei Daticha. We can't understand the essence of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Moshe Rabbeinu can't. Ha'Ein Naz Takach. We think we can. If we're looking at it from a Kodesh Baruch Hu's perspective, you know, if we can call it top down, if you like, of course you can't. This is the way that Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted it, at a time when he wanted it, in a way that he wanted it. From that point onwards, now we have a world that we have to understand. We have a Rabbeinu Shel Olam that we have to understand through the Torah HaKadosh. Sure. From that point onwards. That's if we look at it from Hashem's perspective, as it were. But perhaps, if we look at it from a human being's perspective, we look from our perspective, then we can, and it does look like the ultimate act of giving. From our perspective, it's the ultimate chesed, because obviously, we understand that Kodesh Baruch Hu needs nothing. We understand that Kodesh Baruch Hu is the ultimate good, and therefore he has to bestow that good on others. And therefore, that good is something that we have to discover and earn by ourselves. Because, as the Ramchal says now, at the end of the this piece of Da'as Tvinus, on the second page, Yadim Chachmasa Nizgava, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's incredible Chachma understood that we who are meant to be Mekabele HaTayv have to earn it. Because if we don't earn it, it's worthless. It's called the Nama de Kisufa. For Kodesh Baruch Hu would give it as a freebie, it would be worth nothing. And therefore Kodesh Baruch Hu creates a world, an Olam Miloshen Ha'elem, a world where he's not manifest. But I once heard from Dainerim Shoy, I bought in Pashas Bereshis, beautiful idea. It says that Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world in the Sheshis Tomei Bereshis, and he ate with the name Shakai, Shin Daladjit. So Oman Olam Udai. He said to this world, enough. What does it mean he created the world with Shem Shakai? There are many names he could have created. He said, Pshat is like this. For Sheishis who made Bereshis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was creating. And as he's creating, he's Kaviyachal revealing himself into the world. Comes Erev Shabbos. And exactly what the point of being Hashmashas is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu stopped. He's the only one that knows the Ittim and the Raga'im, but he stopped at exactly the right point. Had HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself into the world any more, it would have been too obvious that the world has a creator, and there'd have been no Bechira. Had he created himself into the world any less, mortal man would never have been able to conceive of a Ribbono Shel Olam. It would have been beyond Basar Adam. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows Itta V'Ragav. He knows exactly the point to do it. Stopped at that perfect point where if you want to see the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's the most obvious thing in the world. And if you never want to see him, if you don't want to, you'll never see it. The exact point of Bechira. Sha'amar Olam Hu Dai, he said to the world enough. I'm stopping exactly at that point to make sure that the world is always going to have that sense of Bechira. Olam Milashon Ha'olam Ha'Nelam. It's concealed, but on the other hand, with a person that has a mana, of course they're going to be able to see. It's so clearly we have a mitzvah, therefore Yediyas Hashem. Therefore that kirva to the Ribbono Shel Olam has to be earned. So what does it mean? Says Rav Dessler, and he really puts it together. Apologies for the late night spelling mistakes here. Tachlis Abriya Higili Kvod Shamayim Uchvod Yisbarach. The purpose of the creation is a gil, is to reveal Kvod Shamayim and its honor in this world, Ba'olam. That itself, Kvod Shamayim, is the greatest chesed possible that we could have. Shabriyas HaHester Leman HaGilui. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world where the most exciting thing is discovery, and the most pleasurable thing, the greatest thing possible to Dafka to discover, is the Ribbono Shel Olam. Therefore, he has to make a world of kelmistata. He has to make a world of concealment, because that's the greatest chesed. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu masters Atma, he conceals himself kedei lehetiv, in order to give good. Shiyuchal Adam legalus alidei kach giluyim ba'amara, that a person can reveal the greatest things to their own amelis and amelis Hashem. And that's the yisod of chesed olam, chesed yibana. So whilst it's true top down, we can't understand the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's motivations, from our perspective we understand the greatest, look at this, the gilui shmai, kvod shamayim, is the greatest chesed possible. What does Kvod Shamayim mean? Mankind striving to come to an awareness of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Not because he needs it. Of course he doesn't need your Hakel HaGadol HaGibor Ba'Anora. Of course he doesn't need it. And of course when we say, Lasas Nachas Ruach L'Beri Yisbarach, it's a mashal. Or it's a Bechina. Or it's Dibratari B'Loshim B'nei Adam. It's for us. It's absolutely for us. But the fact that we have to earn it, the fact that Kvod Shamayim by definition means it needs to be discovered, that's the greatest chesed, because it needs to be earned. Therefore, when we talk about Bereishis Bara Elokim Asa Shamayim Asa Aretz, what motivated HaKadosh Baruch Hu to create the universe, on an ultimate level, of course, we can't know. Kach Gazra Chachmasa. How are we meant to relate to it as Basar Adam? We're meant to relate to his creation of Shamayim Ba'aretz, that which we're learning about and reading about this week, as the greatest chesed possible. And the greatest chesed possible is that we have the ability to create Kvod Shamayim in this world by coming to an awareness of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And when Klal Yisrael, like the Ramban told us in Hazinu, when Klal Yisrael comes to this awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's exactly what we're doing in Rosh Hashanah, clarifying that Yisrael Din Emunah, then we create and we pave the way for all of humanity to come to that awareness too. That's what it means to be a mamleches kehanan v'goy kodesh, which the Sforna says on the spot, lahavin lahayres l'kal amin ha'anosh. The Klal Yisrael, through our example, through our mitzvahs, through our maisim, through our kiddush Hashem, follow in the footsteps of Avraham Avinu to bring Kvod Shamayim to the world through creating an awareness of the Ribbono Shel Olam, which itself is the greatest chesed.